spending some time and looking over the average weight of our cattle. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. To talk a little bit more about the average weight, I talked with Greg at Stockman's Livestock, Yankton, South Dakota.
How about weights? We've talked about weights for the last year or so here. How are they looking today?
You know, it's funny you brought that up. We haven't seen very many big ones. You know, a couple of these guys, that they get a big every year and every week they bring some. But other than that, we haven't seen a lot of big ones. Actually, we've seen more lighter cattle today. We had a couple loads of 1,150-pound heifers bring 280 today, this morning. Hoffman cattle out of Porter and bring 280, weighing in 11. So the optimism sure is still there.
Optimism, that's the word. And when you are talking with the buyers and the sellers, what is the word with them? Are they showing any concerns yet at this point?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I think everybody kind of, you can kind of see this coming, and we're all optimistic, you know, going into April, May, and June. The market should be really good then, so everybody's kind of optimistic. Of course, you got some of these guys getting ready to sell feeder cattle this week or next week, and they're a little nervous and jumping. You can't blame them because the market's been good this whole time, and then, of course, the day you want to go, things are falling apart.
That's Greg, located at Stockman's Livestock Market along Highway 50, Yankton, South Dakota. Also watching the markets is Brad Coyma, 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 and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
Well, thanks for having me on, Heath. We'll see once if we can try to, you know, at least appear to be the voice of calm and reason, which is a little bit difficult, of course. As you've heard me say, and WNAX listeners have heard me say probably 1,000 times, uncertainty is a problem with the cattle market. Uncertainty is almost always bearish, and, you know, there's enough of that to go around to fill a big basket here. First of all, I think, you know, just a little bit of a perspective, I thought the market handled itself really good yesterday. I mean, they came back from the jaws of death to close higher, you know, and there was all kinds of uncertain news yesterday, so I was encouraged by that.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.